Scholastic Audio presents Atherton, Book 3, The Dark Planet, by Patrick Carman. Read for you by Jonathan Davis. The World of Atherton. If you read The House of Power or Rivers of Fire, but it's been a while since you turned the last page, you might benefit from this brief reintroduction to the story and the characters of Atherton. If, on the other hand, you know nothing of the climbing boy Edgar, the mad scientist Dr. Maximus Harding, or the collapse and inversion of the three levels of Atherton, then this introduction will be helpful. See you on the inside. Atherton is a made world, forged by the mind of a madman. It is inhabited by volunteers from the Dark Planet, a future Earth ravaged by pollution and overpopulation. Every inhabitant of Atherton has undergone a kind of memory retraining, leaving them under the assumption that Atherton is the only world that's ever been, the only place they've ever known. Atherton was originally created on three circular levels, each one smaller than the level below it. The lowest level, the Flatlands, was a vast, barren, and largely unknown place. The middle level was known as Tabletop, and contained most of Atherton's people, all of whom were poor laborers charged with maintaining the groves of fig trees or herds of livestock, sheep and rabbits, that provided all means of sustenance. At the top, the lush and beautiful highlands were inhabited by the ruling class, who controlled the sole source of water. The flat